Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
We're into hour number three now with the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having an outstanding day. It is time now to talk with the radio voice of your Dallas Mavericks and a favorite guest of ours, the great Chuck Cooperstein, here on 105.3 The Fan. And a good evening, sir. How are you?
Greetings, boys. It's all good.
Yes,
a lot
sir.
Better now than it was a couple weeks ago.
I know, that's right. What's been different for the team lately from your perspective?
Well, beyond the obvious of hitting a bunch of three-pointers, like in a total barrage of three-pointers, I think the last couple of games, you've seen far greater commitment at the other end of the floor, and maybe more so than at any time during the course of the season. It's almost as if they rediscovered their reason for being, their reason why they were able to do what they did last year. And if they can do that on a more consistent basis and, you know, continue to do what they've done here over the last few games, then I think things are definitely looking up, even if the schedule is a very, very difficult schedule from now until the end of the year.
You know, speaking of those defensive improvements, could you talk individually, like, about Christian Wood and where he is on that journey to being sufficient in that department?
I thought he was really good the other night against Denver. I thought that probably was his best defensive game of the season. But I think that, you know, he's one that, sometimes floats. Let's be honest about that. And it's the reason why he doesn't play more than what fans want him to play. You know, you can look at his numbers and they're incredibly efficient numbers, but the question is, do they affect winning? And at least to this point, they really haven't affected winning. And until that happens, and I think it did happen in Denver the other night, you know, I think that people will be frustrated. Here's one number I think that may put it into a little bit better perspective. You know, everybody wants Christian Wood to play minutes, and, you know, Christian Wood wants to play minutes, and there are obvious reasons, you know, why he wants to do that. The Mavericks are 0-6 this year when Christian Wood plays 28 minutes or more. So, you know, basically, you know, you've had a situation in the past when the Mavericks have had to extend Maxey out beyond, say, 25 minutes. And when they've done that, he's not been nearly as effective. And I think you've got a lot of guys on this team, especially as it relates to the bigs, that the more you play them, the lesser the result is. And so I think everybody's just kind of got to go along with that. I mean, Wood's minutes, I think he played 26 the other night. Those were 26 really good minutes, and especially at the start of the fourth quarter. He and Kleba were really, really good out there together. And hopefully that'll continue.
Is that why we're seeing more rumors now about trading for a big?
Well, I think it's just a matter of Wood is not a great shot blocker. Even though he's very athletic, but he's not a great shot blocker. He doesn't have, again, great defensive instincts. And I know Nerlens Noel's name has come up here today, and you know, he hasn't played very much in Detroit and didn't play very much in New York, and he's been constantly hurt. And, you know, I don't know if he materially changes things, except for the fact that I do know that when he's right, he legitimately can block shots. We have seen that in his career. And he's not so old that he is a total statue out there defensively. You know, is he the right answer for this team at this time? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But, you know, if they're looking for more rim protection than what they have right now from the, you know, occasional gain that they get from Kleba, or even for that matter, Luka, then, you know, it's probably something that's worth pursuing.
Is that the biggest need in your eyes, Chuck, the rim protection?
I mean, I think that it's certainly that and still the need for a third ball handler. I mean, we know what works here, and I guess we're going to see this weekend if Kemba Walker can, you know, take some of the load off of both Luka and Spencer Dinwiddie. And again, not that he's going to be Kemba of a few years ago, all-star Kemba or anything like that. I don't think anyone's realistically expecting that. But can he give this team 15 or 20 really good minutes that can take some of the heat off of those guys? Listen, those were the issues going into the summer, into free agency. Those are the issues that were still there at the beginning of the regular season, and those are still the issues that are here now as we're a couple weeks before Christmas.
How much optimism is there that Hardy could be that guy at some point this season?
Not this season. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. They don't. I think they're handling Hardy magnificently. Hardy needs to play, and they don't look at him. And in fact, you could even look at his game in New York when he went off the other day, right? Or Phoenix, the game where he had 10 points in 2.5 minutes. Mm-hmm. He also had 2 fouls in 2.5 minutes. Hmm. You know, he's not going to get the benefit of the doubt from the officials when it comes to that. And, you know, listen, Josh Green went through that too. You know, you've got to be able, with his athleticism and whatnot, you've got to be able to stay on the floor. And let alone anything that he might be able to do offensively, if he's going to foul, that becomes a problem. And I think they just want him to become completely dominant at the G League level, which he is well on his way to doing if he's not already there. And then I think they look at him as a long-term project. I do think they see an incredible future for him, but they do not want to rush that. They feel that they have the team and that we've seen here over the last three games where it looks like it's kind of kicked in for them, that maybe, you know, that this is the way it was supposed to be, that, you know, this is the unit that's going to get things done, and they can let Jaden Hardy grow at his own pace as opposed to being forced into something that he might not quite be ready for.
Chuck, I have to be honest. I listen to you every night broadcast the game that's on because I love what you do with your job. I terrified when you do the last 4 minutes of the game for the Mavs, to be honest with you.
There's a lot of them, man.
I hear it in your voice. I hear you talking about them pounding the ball, the clock running down and all that. Are you as terrified as I am listening as broadcasting those moments sometimes for this team?
Well, I mean, I'm seeing what you're seeing. So, and, you know, in the end, I really do want them to win. It makes my life a lot better when
Absolutely.
They do win.
Yeah.
So, you know, you'd like to see that. And you know, they know what the issue is. They do know that. And yet, you know, sometimes we always go to a default position, right? That regardless of what we do, things that we're most comfortable with and the things in those situations that most of the time that we're most comfortable with is Luka having the ball and Luka trying to make something happen. Now, there have been, you know, a couple of games, even like the Detroit game last week when they lost, like their offense in crunch time was fantastic. And overall, their clutch numbers are actually, offensively anyway, they're pretty good. But we have seen, you know, too many times, like the other night with Denver, you know, them ripping off 11 straight points to grab the lead with less than a minute to go. And is there going to be a basket that bails them out here? And fortunately they did, because you know what, on that last possession, well, you know, Luka was able to make the pass and Finney Smith did move to the correct spot and mm-hmm. he did make the shot. And that's what has to happen. I mean, especially if they're going to take the ball out of Luka's hands, you know, that's one thing. But if Luka is going to be played one-on-one and he's going to be allowed to try to play some bully ball and whatnot, then, you know, it seems pretty evident that more often than not, he's going to try to take that shot.
Chuck, a guy that seems like deserves more minutes is Josh Green. And can you just address, and you've seen every one of Josh Green's games, you know, throughout his career. What's different about Josh Green now that's finally clicked for him?
Well, he is getting more minutes. I mean, clearly, I mean, he's pretty much, he and Reggie Bullock pretty much changed roles. You know, even though Josh is not starting, Josh is getting most of those small forward minutes, small forward off guard minutes. know, he worked extremely hard in the off season. I mean, the Mavericks had a plan for him, and he went to Las Vegas and he worked with Joe Abinasar, you know, one of the great skill trainers around the NBA, and worked on his shot. The one thing I've noticed, and I haven't asked Josh about this, and I guess I really had not noticed this before, is in his jump shot, notice his right foot and notice how he turns his right foot in, like almost 45 degrees. You know, I've seen people shoot free throws that way, but I don't think I've seen anyone shoot three-pointers that way. And he does, but it seems to have created better balance for him. And listen, I mean, especially when he is below the break, I mean, it's, and in the corner, I mean, every time he's shooting it, you're thinking it's going in now. And so you have this going on along with the fact that he's always played like a guy who's had his hair on fire. Mm-hmm. You know, he's always been able to do that, but he's also doing a better job of controlling that. And but still having, you know, a tremendous impact with the energy that he brings to the floor. It's, you know, and frankly, Brian, this is the way I think the Mavericks had it mapped out when they drafted Josh Green. They never looked at Josh Green as an immediate contributor. They knew he was extraordinarily raw, you know, with just 1 year at Arizona, and really having not played that much basketball, you know, in Australia. You know, he played so many other sports as well as basketball, and you know, that's why they made the Josh Richardson trade on draft night when they drafted Josh Green. They looked at 2021 as a redshirt year, if you will, mm-hmm. for him. So that he could sort of, because there was going to be no summer league. There was no training camp. So he was just hopelessly behind. And it was just, he was never going to be able to catch up. And now in his third year, I mean, he's had enough time to be able to, you know, figure out the speed of the NBA and figure out just how he fits in, you know, playing with the Mavericks. And it's really something that's become one of the best stories of the first 25 games of the year.
Yeah, it has been great, Chuck. Something else that's really interesting is all this parity we have in the West. And they're is it because there's not dominant teams? Are the Mavs closer to the top than it seems? Or are there just a bunch of dominant? How do you look at that?
Nobody's dominant. Everybody's got flaws. Every single team has a flaw. And more than ever before, you know, we always talk about how the playoffs are about matchups. It never, ever, ever, I think, in NBA history are we going to see a playoff that is more determinant based on the matchups that any team gets. It's just, there's just no real difference over the long haul. You know, among these teams, everybody has, except for the Mavericks, quite frankly, I mean, at least early on, there are a lot of teams that have had availability issues. But, you know, you look at a team like Denver, they shoot it great, but they don't guard anybody. You look at a team like Phoenix, I don't know how they've been able to achieve what they've achieved with the injuries that they've had. When you look at their bench, it's really nothing to speak of. You know, you look at Golden State, I mean, they're very top heavy as well. They're starting five. When they play is great. They go to the bench, not so great. You know, they're the Clippers. I mean, you just wonder about George and Kawhi. You know, how much are they going to play, and when they play, are they any good together? There's just everybody's got some. The most interesting team right now is New Orleans.
Yeah.
You know, every move that New Orleans has made over the last 2 years has worked out for them, and now you have the availability of Zion Williamson, which for two of his first 3 years you really did not have at all. And he's made a tremendous difference. David Griffin is drafted extraordinarily well, and Willie Green is coaching the hell out of them right now. I mean, look, this was a team that was 3-16 to begin last year, rallied to make the playoffs. You know, they went 36-46, gave Phoenix everything they wanted in the first round, and they've pretty much picked up where they left off. You know, so when we look at that game that the Mavericks played down there in the second week of the season, and wonder how did they lose that game?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of understandable now. One note that I came across today when getting ready for the game tomorrow night: New Orleans and Milwaukee are the only teams in the NBA that have not lost a game this year when leading after three quarters. Milwaukee is 17-0. New Orleans is 13-0. So they are closing out games. And when the league is as competitive as it is right now, perhaps outside of Boston and maybe Milwaukee, the ability to close is really, really important.
I know it's still early, Chuck, but is there any aspects about this Mavs team right now that you feel like are better than last year's team?
Well, you know, I think Luka has found his three-point shot a little earlier this year than he has in the past. And if he's going to shoot, not that he's going to shoot 45%, you know, like he has shot here over the last six or seven games, but if Luka becomes a 40% three-point shooter, I mean, that's just problems for everybody else. I mean, seriously, it's just he's already next to unguardable. He becomes truly unguardable when something like that happens. Their ability. I mean, Josh Green's improved three-point shooting. You know, Hardaway is rapidly returning to the level that he was at 2 years ago prior to hurting his foot, and certainly even prior to the coaching change. He's made a mechanical change that clearly has worked for him. It seems like, you know, you've got guys that are capable of really lighting things up in a hurry because they're going to get all the shots they want. I think that their offensive structure, you know, with Luka creating as much attention as he does, the fact that they shoot more corner threes than any team in the NBA, and the corner three is the most valuable shot in the NBA, tells me that they're in a really good place. And conversely, you know, they don't give up very many threes. You know, they're second in the league in allowing the fewest number of threes. So, I mean, they're playing the game the right way. And so, you know, if you believe in process, well, the Mavericks' process is correct. And over time, you would have to hope that would actually come to fruition.
Chuck, is there any truth to the rumor that Rick Barry or Kyle Macy is going to come in and help them with free throws?
Have you watched them shoot free throws the last three games?
Yeah, I tell you what, I mean, it's been better, but it still is one of those things that kind of
it's 84.5%.
I know,
over the last three games.
Are we sustainable of this? It seemed like again.
Well, no, not are they going to shoot 84.5%?
I hope that was my hope. I hope that they've got it figured out.
No, they're not. And this is a year where there are more teams shooting 80% from the foul line than any year in history.
Sure.
And so that the Mavericks are to 73%, and they've had to hustle to get
there.
They've
had to hustle a lot. Yeah, yeah.
You know, listen. You know, Luka is streaky. He's streaky, and the thing is, you know when he's going to make them, and you know when he's going to miss them. You know, you can watch him shoot, and when he's missing them, he either short arms it or he fades away. He doesn't stay with the shot. And every one of those free throws is short. Yeah. All of them hit the front rim, and then do something. And when he stays with them, you know, like he did the other night in Denver, you know, like he has the last few games, he makes them. But the thing with Luka, at least this is, you know, one person's very uneducated psychological opinion as it relates to Luka and free throws, is that free throws are about process. Free throws are about routine, doing the same thing over and over again, just like you would with a golf swing.
Right.
And Luka absolutely thrives on chaos. He just thrives. He thrives on things getting crazy and him doing crazy things in order to amuse himself, because the game generally comes so easily to him. He's got to find different ways to make himself, make it a competition. He's so competitive. Well, free throws aren't competitive, you know, with anyone else. It's not like you're telling someone you're too small, right? You're not doing that when you're shooting free throws. It's you, the ball, and the rim. That's all it is. And that's something that I think goes against his grain, and it's something that he has to fight and something ultimately that he has to overcome.
Thanks for your insight so much, Chuck. Have fun tomorrow against Milwaukee. Could you imagine three straight against the Suns, Nuggets, and Bucks, all wins? That would be outstanding.
That would be sweet. This is a tough back-to-back because then, you know, Chicago may not be any good, but the Mavericks aren't going to get to Chicago until get to their hotel until about 3:30 in the morning.
Damn.
And then have to play a 7 o'clock game the next night. So good luck with that.
All right, and good luck to you, sir. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you,
you
soon.
Guys, take care.
There he goes, okay. Chuck Cooperstein here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Tank Lawrence Show coming up at about 4:40. Wooly Bully's top 10 at 4:20. His nosebleed brother Eric Chiafalo has those broadcast duties. Where are we going? sir.
Yes, sir. In honor of today's Griner trade, we have the top 10 biggest trades in sports history. What sports trade impacted you the most? 877-881-1053. That's next right here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, Nation. This segment is brought to you by the Frankels. You think there'll be less big company trucks on the road because of gas prices? Think again. And those big trucks have insurance companies to protect them. So get the representation that will not settle for less. It's the Frankels, truckwreck.com. That is truckwreck.com. Here's Chia Follow with the top 10 at 420.
Yes, sir. The Wooly Bully is out on a wedding extravaganza. He is in the wedding. Not the best man, though. He does have to give a speech tonight at the rehearsal dinner. And he has promised recording and getting some audio to us. I don't know if we'll get it to us tonight. Maybe we play it tomorrow or some point in the near future. We will get an opportunity to hear this speech that I believe is going down sometime in the next 2 to 3 hours.
Do you think that he's going to ask people to rate how he did on the speech? I think that'd be kind of fun.
On the air? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, 100%. Like,
hey, how do you think I did?
We're gonna grade this thing on a scale of 1 to 10 after we get a chance to hear it. And I believe he is going to go with that basic joke about marriage is a game of inches and of the sorts. I think that's going to be his stamp at the end, like his final kibosh. That's going to be the joke that he hopes receives a bunch
of
laughs.
From any given Sunday?
No, it's like marriage is a game of inches, and there's a joke about how that inch is very important to the wife or something. And so Baskey had texted that to Walchuk yesterday, and Walchuk was like, I think I'm going to run with this. I'm like, okay, bro, good luck to you. So I look forward to hearing that sound, but in honor of today's big trade with Brittany Griner for the Merchant of Death, we will go ahead and discuss the biggest trades in sports history, the top 10. 877-881-1053. What sports trade impacted you the most? But I did just see this from Dan Pizzuta, who works alongside Warren Sharp for Sharp Football Analysis. And this is pretty interesting, and it's courtesy of the data is courtesy of True Media Sports. And it's about Dak Prescott and the amount of blitzing that he's receiving. Dan Pizzuta notes that in an era when defenses have stopped blitzing top quarterbacks, Dak Prescott is still getting blitzed on slightly over 30% of his dropbacks, which is eighth most, while he's second in expected points added per dropback against the blitz, behind only Pat Mahomes. Wow. And Pat Mahomes gets blitzed 10% less than he does. He's the 30th most blitz quarterback in the sport. So teams are realizing, okay, a guy like Pat Mahomes, we should not be blitzing him. They blitz him at an extremely low rate. But Dak Prescott, who is seemingly just slightly less efficient than Pat Mahomes, but still more efficient than any other quarterback in the sport when blitzed, teams are still blitzing Prescott at slightly over 30%, which is good for eighth most amongst quarterbacks in the sport. So
that's our best friend right now.
We're welcoming the blitz.
On.
I do wonder how much the numbers skew this a little bit because he played a Wink Martindale Giants defense on Thanksgiving that was just, it seemed like, was blitzing like damn near every play. But even if you remove that, I would imagine Dak is still, you know, blitzed at a higher rate than you would expect at this day and age where we see the four-man rush and drop everybody into coverage and good luck to your quarterback reading this defense. But I wonder if that's something that is going to change as the season continues to go on. You get into the playoffs, our team's going to blitz him. We obviously would welcome that because Dak's crushing against it. But I don't understand why defensive coordinators would still be doing this.
I think they're getting desperate because they've really made it pick your poison now. And they can't stop the run. They can't stop the pass. So they're trying to get after Dak Prescott a little bit. They are still blitzing top 25% in the league. He's getting blitzed quite a bit, you know. I don't know, Brian, maybe you have another theory on it, but I think they see that, hey, if we stack the box, that's our only way of stopping the run. If we're up close and they don't run, let's go after the quarterback. I think that's the dynamic that's making this happen.
Yeah. I don't think it's a good thing to blitz him at all. I think the thing that affects Dak Prescott probably the most is when teams twist their fronts, and when all of a sudden there's all kinds of color flashing in front of you,
like what the Cowboys do defensively quite a bit.
No, absolutely. I think that's, you know, they always talk about pressure through the middle of the pocket on a quarterback, but when you see color flashing in front of you and a lot of movement and stuff, that draws the quarterback into like a little bit of a panic mode. But Dak has handled blitzing pretty well, but I think teams that create the twist, the movement, and they
still drop seven in coverage.
Exactly. That was the plan for the Colts the other day, was to just try and twist their fronts and see if they can cause off. Teams have done that to him, you know, because I think he handles the linebacker. Now, they've had problems with the young guy with the left tackle. In the Giants game, it was bad. They overloaded Tyler Smith's side. They brought pressure off his side. Tyler Smith wasn't nearly as good enough what he needed to be. But they're probably feeling like if you can get to Dak before he gets the ball out, you know, you can't get it to these receivers. These receivers have played pretty well for him. But I think there's just a lot of movement up front that they're trying to distract Dak, and that's probably the best way to get him.
You would just think, like, even we've noticed over the last year and a half or so, Dak has struggled when teams are doing the Dick Fangio style of defense where you're playing too high, clog and cover, you're not blitzing. So it's just, I don't understand why defensive coordinators would elect to blitz other than just, hey, we're trying to create a big play here, and maybe we're going to give one up, but we're going to give one up anyways. So blitzing allows us to maybe get a sack, fumble, big play splash.
They've kind of figured out that Dak is not. There was a time where Dak wasn't going to run away. Dak wasn't interested. He was just going to go ahead and maybe take the sack, you know, or you know, not run out of the pocket. We've seen him with much better movement here the last several weeks.
Yeah, and that's been what a huge bonus that's been, and hopefully we see that. We've talked about it plenty when in big games, playoff games. Hopefully, you see Dak using his legs quite a bit because the way it stresses a defense is just through the roof. Okay, 877-881-1053. Top 10 list here today: the biggest sports trades in the history of sports, and which one impacted you the most? We have at 10 Patrick Roy. Being traded to the Wah.
Yeah, that's right.
Wah.
That's right.
I like that. I like that quite a bit. He is obviously one of the best goaltenders of all time. 4 Stanley Cups. He gets traded, and it quickly traded, let's see, Avalanche, one-sided deal, And it is, they end up going to the Stanley Cup that same year. So that was a monster trade that went down in the NHL. Alex Rodriguez, of course, that comes in at number 9, going to the New York Yankees from our beloved Texas Rangers. Yeah. Good trade, yeah, for
the
sure.
One might have been better for the Rangers as far as what it did for you.
Yeah.
100%, yeah. Yeah, no question about that.
You got Feliz out of that deal too, didn't you?
And Elvis.
Gosh,
Neftali. Yeah. I miss that guy. We have at number 8 the Ricky Williams trade to New Orleans. Ooh. My gosh, that was a haul that I still don't believe we've ever seen anything close to that in regards to a draft day haul where you trade your entire draft for one player.
That's a coach-led draft there in New Orleans with Mike Ditka. That's
and
a guy that just
with all your picks.
That just didn't want a guy didn't want to draft. Yeah. He thought that much of Ricky Williams. His team was nowhere near that close to being one player away.
Maybe somebody's going to do that for Bijan Robinson this year.
Tell you what, he's a hell of a player.
Barry Sanders.
I do. He's got some Barry Sanders traits to him. He really does.
Well, and then they had the, was it Sports Illustrated or whatever, where it's in the wedding dress and it's him and Ditka. That was, they pretty continued funny. The bit after doing the big bit on draft day, they continued it. Let's see here. We have Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
From the Bucks to the Lakers?
Bucks to the Lakers, man. My gosh. That is, and that, I guess, ushered in the Showtime era of
it really
Lakers
did.
Basketball.
Yeah. Chamberlain and Jerry West had moved on. The Lakers were down, and they needed to get back in the game. And that's ultimately what made them great, that trade, and then getting Magic Johnson. It's like getting Shaq and Kobe.
Dude, that is that's a wild one. And then you have Manny Ramirez going to the Dodgers, of course, at one point when he suggested that the Red Sox don't deserve a player like me. And then, boom, he bounced.
Did he do anything for the Dodgers?
Yeah, he went on bat nearly .400 for the remainder of that season.
Okay. Well, I guess he did do something.
In their playoff run that year, he averaged over .500.
Wow.
So
I'd say he did a little bit more than that. You know, he did a little more than we thought, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, man. He was crushing. Kevin Garnett going to the Celtics.
Did he do anything in Boston? Jeez.
Did he? No.
That's a fair question.
Well, the funnier one is then how Boston was able to swindle Brooklyn into taking on all those old washed up Kevin Garnetts, Paul Pierce's. I believe.
Danny Ainge.
Yeah, Danny Ainge absolutely crushing it. Wayne Gretzky. To the Los Angeles Kings, of course, the great one.
That was insane.
Glenn Sather, though, didn't have much of a choice up there in Edmonton
really?
At that time, yeah.
Herschel Walker.
That was a good one.
That's got to be the most impactful trade ever, just what the Cowboys were able to build off that.
And that's certainly
Mike Lynn,
the one.
Mike Lynn, he thought he was one player way up there in Minnesota. He got swindled. He wasn't.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Let's see here. And then at number 1, they decide to go with Antonio Brown to Oakland and then to New England and then to early retirement.
Yeah.
That one, my gosh, that was a weird one. When he ends up in Oakland and then he can't practice during training camp because for some reason in the summer months he has frostbite.
Yeah, he was in cryo. He didn't wear socks.
That was a very memorable offseason.
Thank God Gavin Dawson got up out of that cryotherapy session.
Sure did.
Were you wearing socks when you
bailed out
of that?
And some underwear.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't have our Brett Favre trade what we did to get Favre. For that 90, you know, because of his career with the Packers and the MVPs and stuff like that.
Maybe it's just the most, what was that, the most memorable trades ever?
Yeah, this is just the biggest trades in sports history. But they do have like lopsided, I think I saw lopsided trades list where the Brett Favre trade was on there. Because I don't believe Atlanta ended up getting really anything
They got the 19th pick of the draft. They drafted a running back from Southern Miss. Which is kind of funny because that's where Favre went to school. But, yeah, it was a terrible trade for the Falcons.
Thank you, Chiafalo.
Yes, sir.
There he is with Zach Wolchuk segment, the top 10 at 420. When we come back, it's time for the DeMarcus Lawrence Show here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are standing by for the DeMarcus Lawrence Show, which happens every Thursday. They're getting ready to clear from some meetings here. Next couple of minutes, Tank will be with us here on 105.3 The Fan. What a big day of baseball it was. We do have some Chris Young audio coming up. Rangers GM was with the KNC Masterpiece earlier today. Jacob DeGrom joined us, and that was outstanding to get to know the Rangers' new ace. We had Chuck Cooperstein join us, and we talked Mavs back there at 4 o'clock. So it's been a fun day already, and we're looking forward to Tank joining us. What do you think about the Cowboys' decision at wide receiver in the offseason now? And I was one of the few people who liked the removal of Amari Cooper, even though he was awesome for us last year on the Players Show. I thought it made sense. You know, maybe they could have got more than a five, but that's what the market was offering. It's not like the Cowboys took way less than another team was offering. That's what the market decided Amari Cooper was worth, and maybe the Cowboys shot themselves in the foot with how obvious they made it. But, you know, five games to go. Amari Cooper's had a nice season. So is CeeDee Lamb. The stats, the analytics, they're pretty dang similar. I think Amari's had more 100-yard games, but Lamb has had more 50-yard games. His lows are lower, and he does have more overall yards than Amari Cooper, but really the stats are very similar. Looking back at that, if you're in charge, would you say we did a good there? I mean, the offense is still roaring. So maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later on here. But it is time now for the DeMarcus Lawrence Show. It's brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you, as Tank joins us now here in the G-Bag Nation. And a good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
All is well. How we doing?
Oh, we're great, and congrats on that fourth quarter versus the Colts. What was that like out there in that historic period as it was unfolding?
Oh, man. I mean, great atmosphere. You know, energy was through the roof. So, you know, anybody could have made a play, man. We was just out there having fun, and that's all it was.
And it was a sight to behold indeed, and the offense and the defense complementing each other probably – better than any time you've been with the Cowboys. Is that fair as far as, you know, are you guys elite on both sides of the ball now?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. We got, you know, talent and, you know, the chemistry is through the roof right now. So, you know, we're just going to continue to try to grow in it and see how good we can be at the end.
Now, all that being said, Tank, I did see that you're barely in the top 10 in the Pro Bowl voting, and you tweeted about that last night. Have we gotten a pretty good response there? Are the Tolos and the Cowboys fans jumping on in there and voting for you, get you voted up?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. You know, make sure y'all go and click those likes or votes or however y'all do it, you know, just boost me up there.
So you got some prizes on the line,
yeah, that's
don't
what I'm
you?
Saying. Do we get a chance? Because I was retweeting your tweet there, and I was thinking, like, man, those look like some cool prizes he's going out with there.
Hey, you know, whatever we can do to, you know, help each other. That's all we that's all we doing here is helping each other.
that Pro Bowl recognition, you deserve that. I was saying earlier, you might be, for some people, the most underappreciated star defensive lineman this Cowboys team has ever had. Now, we appreciate the heck out of you on this show, but sometimes I do think you need more love, Tank.
Yeah, man, you know, I'd rather get my flowers while I'm here, but, you know, it don't always be like that, so you got to, you know, take the stand with it too.
Hey, Tank, with what's happened in the secondary now, you know, with the corner situation stuff and, you know, with Kelvin, all those guys getting opportunity, you know, Bland and – is there any more thoughts or pressure on you guys? Maybe pressure is the wrong word, but knowing that you got some young guys back there playing that, you know, might need a little bit more experience, is there more pressure on the front seven as far as like, man, we got to get home now? I know you got to get home all the time, but is there any more, a little bit more like, okay, we got some young kids back there. We got to make sure that we protect them the best we can with our rush.
I don't necessarily think so. Okay. I feel like we're playing pretty well with the young kids that we have in now, like, you know, Devon Bland, you know, Clark. I mean, like, you know, we got some talent with these young guys, and we believe in them, and we hold them to the same standard that we hold each other as vets. So we know that anybody that we have on our team can come in and do the job.
There's a video on Twitter of you absolutely bull rushing one of these Colts tackles to the ground in a way that was, well, it was pretty dominant, Tank. And I'm curious, is that your favorite way to dominate an offensive lineman, is just to bull rush them to where they literally end up with their backside on the ground?
I wouldn't say necessarily. You know, I'm trying to win clean, you know, keep my body fresh as possible. but, you know, when I get an opportunity and you're showing me that you're not scared of my power, I got to give it to you.
And see, when you talk about the power tank, is you've got so many, you know, different passions. I know Gavin was asking a question about you don't get the love. But I agree with him because I think you're one of the most complete defensive ends in the league playing the run in the pass. And you got so many ways of attacking guys. When do you, is there a point in time you say, okay, I've shown this guy a couple of outside moves, inside moves. Now, do you feel like if it's a guy's weights back, is that when you take him straight to the quarterback? Or what are you looking for when you're just going to bull rush a guy?
Yeah, I'm just looking for an open chest and, you know, you sent back on your heels.
Right.
You know, I can feel, you know, once I'm pressing towards you, like running towards you, like I can feel your body weight shifting if it's, you know, shifting towards the outside or, you know, you're trying to play or favor more on the inside. I feel that. So, you know, that's why I'm always moving like side to side. But I can't talk too much about it.
Sure. I got you.
How much is catching the Eagles on your guys' mind right now?
Oh, man. You know, I feel like everything's going to play out how it needs to be. And, you know, we just focused on this game right now. And we'll get to that down the line.
Is it hard to focus on a team that's playing as bad as Houston?
Oh, no. I mean, if y'all understand how competitive our, you know, defensive room is and our, you know, offensive room, like, you know, it's something every week. You know, we're always competing about something. So if we can, you know, have football as that opportunity to compete, you know, we're going to take full advantage.
Tank, is the opportunities you've had, I know you're dealing with your foot and stuff like that, and, you know, you're such a pro, but the time that you get to stay off of not practice and stuff, has that helped you so much in these games? You talk about staying fresh and things like that. I mean, how they're managing you and Coach McCarthy's managing the team, is that something that's really going to pay dividends as we get further along in the season?
Yeah, man. I mean, I hope so. You know, you can't, you know, tell on any game or any situation what's going to happen. You know, you're just trying to play the best of your ability and, you know, hope for the best. So, you know, that's all I'm doing is, you know, hoping and praying for the best and, you know, let God do his thing.
How much time does Tank Lawrence spend in the ice bath this time of year?
Oh, man. No, cryo is like my, you know, best friend, man. Like, you know, it's after the game, fresh after the game or Monday, or if it's a day game, I get it in on Sunday. But, you know, Monday, then the massages and, you know, everything. So, got to, you know, keep the body as fresh as possible.
Is the cryo the best thing that's ever happened to you as a player?
I mean, the best thing that ever happened to me as a player is, you know, my wife. But
oh, I understand. Yeah, I was just saying, as far as a player.
Keeping the body right.
Keeping the body right. Yeah.
Yeah, I say still my wife. But, you know, cryo definitely does the benefits that it needs to, you know, to keep the body, to refresh the body.
Has the wife ever tried the cryo?
Oh, she loves it too.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're on the family plan then. Is that the cryo? Yeah.
So did it turn into a circus a little bit too much for you this week?
Not necessarily. You know, I mean, this week's been going pretty well. I feel like we're on the details of our game plan, and, you know, we're going to go out there on Sunday and have a blast.
I got to give you guys credit. I think it's three games in a row now containing the run. How's that going? What did it take to have better results?
I think it's just growing into the system and the chemistry. I feel like, you know, we added more guys to the depth chart and, you know, lost some guys. So, you know, it was all about restructuring and make sure we get back on the straight path.
How much does it hurt the 49ers to lose Garoppolo?
I don't know, man. We'll see on these upcoming games, you know, see how they adjust and, you know, how they go about things. But, you know, just focus on the Dallas Cowboys. You know, if everybody just focus on the Dallas Cowboys and the Dallas Cowboys keep winning it each and every week, you know, we're going to still have success in America. Have a good one.
How's Tyron looking, by the way?
Oh, man. he fresh out the pen, so he ready for war, man. I swear.
is he as much of a grunter as Dak was leading us to believe today at the mic?
Oh yeah, most definitely, most definitely. each and every step, you'll hear him. So yeah, but you know, he's super excited to, you know, be back out there with us. You know, I feel like, you know, he's ready to play to me. But you know, he's gonna take his time and, you know, keep growing.
Sounds great. Give him hell over there. We'll be pulling for you on Sunday.
Most definitely. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, sir. Tank Lawrence with you every Friday here in the G-Bag Nation. All right, we got to go. What made the Rangers so confident DeGrom will stay healthy? Chris Young answered that. We have the highlights for you next in the Nation.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.